right now, as we do honor and celebrate Black History Month, be forewarned that this is a stunningly beautiful song that you are about to hear. So I will see you on the flip.
Okay, brother man.
Leo.
Lift every voice and sing, earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies resound. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun. March on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn has died, yet with a steady beat and not our tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughter. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last where the white gleam of our star is cast. Our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts, drunk of the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath thy hand, may we forever stand our God.
It was Unity of New York that introduced me to those young men singing that song some years ago. I remember going, hallelujah, I would never have found these brothers. I would never have been blessed by these harmonies and by their intention to to bring forth this powerful anthem in a way that would get our attention and bring us deeper into the melody and the lyrics of it. I want to get right into the reason you have me here, which is to focus a little bit of time on a message about will. And once again, I want to give thanks that my Sunday, the first Sunday of this month, to bring a message coincided with the message that was found in our daily word about intention. Because to me, the word will and what it means and the word intention and what it means are so closely associated that they are sisters. And if they are sisters, to me, they are twin sisters. The power of exercising the power of will to me is very much the same as exercising the power of intention. Of course, I love that the daily word today talks about setting an intention at the beginning of each day. And as you all know, as I've shared many times, I do set an intention for the day, or exercise my will. I let it be known to the universe what I will have for me to be and to do and to have during the course of the day that is upcoming. And you know that I speak the words, it's the best day ever, and I will not change my mind. It is my intention not to change my mind, come what may or come what go, regardless of what happens during the course of the day. And setting this intention at the beginning of the day, I have no clue what's going to happen. From the moment I speak the words and set that intention, anything can happen. And I've told you, when the universe hears you make a declaration, it will very often test you to see if you are faithful to that declaration. So I have many times, especially in the beginning of making the declaration, that it is the best day ever and I will not change my mind, of being tested by having many things present themselves that were a temptation to change my mind. Can this still be the best day ever when you have a flat tire and no spare and are trying to get to a speaking engagement to earn the money you need to pay your light bill this month? Can it still be the best day ever when a car just banged into your dog on the highway outside of the house? And I discovered that I had to keep practicing and keep practicing. And I came to an understanding that a best day ever has no requirements of anything specific happening or failing to happen for me to recognize it still is a best day ever. Another intention that I set for myself at the beginning of each day is to speak an affirmation, speak a prayer that is a sincere prayer for me. I'm not shucking and jiving. I'm not half-stepping. I'm not saying what is not my truth, because it has become my sincere truth. It's a very brief prayer. God, bless everybody in the whole wide world without exception. Now, this is not a prayer that I have prayed through the majority of the years of my living on planet Earth. Trust me. I think I began doing this prayer about 10 years ago, maybe 12, and I had to work on it to have it become my sincere prayer. Previous to that, I had said many times, God's will be done, God's will be done. But I didn't really mean God's will be done. I meant, God let my will be done. God let me get what I want. Let your will be my will, that I can be, do, and have what I choose to be and do and have. It took me a while to surrender my personal will to the will of the Almighty One, who knows and sees all things and is completely aware of what my soul's journey is all about during the course of this incarnation. Actually, for a good part of my life, particularly during my childhood years, even up through my teen years, I really had issues with this whole idea of let the will of God be done. The reason for this, I'll explain, and perhaps some of you can understand. Where my distaste for the idea of the will of God being done, it came early on in my life, where there were losses that took place. Let's say it came the time for my Aunt Audrey, when I was, I don't know, 8, 9, my Aunt Audrey reached the end of her dash. Her incarnation was complete. We were in the hospital, all of us, and there were several ministers around, and everyone was praying that she would make it through this operation and be with us in our lives for many, many years to come. And the prayers were affirmative prayers. And when someone came through that door and announced the family of Audrey Hunter, and we all raised our hands in the group that we were in, and they announced she has expired, meaning she was dead. We're crying, and we lost it. And all the ministers started coming around to all of the children saying, don't cry, don't cry. And we were saying, why did she die? And they were saying, it was God's will. It was God's will. And God's will has been done. Well, so God's the dirty little rascal that took Aunt Audrey away. It was God's will, huh? And more, as many things happen, many times it was the deaths of people that we loved. Sometimes it was that dad got fired from the job that was supplying our capacity to have food on the table. It's like, why did dad get fired? It was God's will. Don't question the will of God. Well, I didn't question it out loud, but I did not like it. I did not like the whole notion that there was this God somewhere who could do things that hurt me and hurt others. And the answer to it all, when you were crying or mourning or grieving or hurting, was accept it. It's God's will. I watched a movie once. There was a little boy on that movie, and he lost his mother. And his father was a minister. His father did not even take into consideration the brokenness of his son. And he just kept telling him, it's God's will. Why did Mama die? It's God's will. It was God's will. And I remember this little boy, this little actor playing this role. He was about 6 years old, and he's crying into his pillow. And he's saying, and the dad keeps repeating, it was God's will. And the little boy with his face buried in the pillow crying was going, but it wasn't my will. And the dad said again, it was God's will. And the little boy went, but it wasn't my will. There are many things that have happened in life as I've lived it, that I received for myself and witnessed in others, when this mysterious God's will got a response from me, but it wasn't my will. Surrendering to the will of God, it took me practice. surrendering to the will of God meant that I had to let go of my will being done more times than I can count. The scripture that I just chose to use under the title of today's, what I call sermons and Unity people call it talks, is "Thy will be done," speaking of the will of the Almighty One, the creator of all that is, the one who created everything, sustains everything, and knows about everything. And so, "Thy will be done." Who do I need to bring in as an example that can somehow touch base with that little boy I saw in the movie and me and my cousins in the hospital back when I was a little tyke myself? It was God's will, but it wasn't my will. I had to bring in Jesus with all of his enlightened state, the one who had reached Christ consciousness itself, the one who knew I and the Father are one, and I am also one with the least among you. I am one with oneness itself, the one who knew that regardless of the appearances of circumstances, conditions, or things in the world, that if you have an eye that is single, you can see that this is the kingdom of heaven shining brightly all around, piercing the darkness and shining it away. I had to bring him forth so that I could remember that even he who had achieved the highest level of Christ consciousness and oneness with the One, the one who knows there is no death, the one who knows that life is eternal, that I am life eternal, living an incarnation, here but for a dash, here but for a dash, here but to remember I am life eternal, living an incarnation, here but for a dash, here but for a dash, here but to remember I am eternal spirit. He had his moment in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew what he signed up for, which was to give his life as a ransom that would burn the karma for all of humanity since the beginning of time, that all of us, children of God, would no longer have the need to pay the price for any of our shortcomings and misdoings and misspeakings. Here in the garden, he knows the time is upon him where he will be whipped, scorned, spit upon, and have nails driven through his ankles and his wrists and hung upon a cross. He now sees it really clearly as the time draws near. The physical pain, the humiliation, the agony. And so Jesus, like that little boy, wants to let the Creator know what my will is. If it be possible, could we do this another way? If it's possible, can all of their karma be burnt without me having to go through something so deep? I'm expressing my will to you, O Creator. My will is that we could do it different. And then right away, he returns to Christ's mind consciousness. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. It was my sister Crystal, the baby sister of the family, who was the very first person that got the attention of our spiritual community so many years ago. She said, look at the word nevertheless, and then recognize in the word nevertheless what nevertheless means. Never, always, less, more. The flip side of nevertheless, the deeper meaning of nevertheless, is always the more. So when I am praying to God, it behooves me to know that I can always end my prayer with nevertheless, not my will, my personal Carlos Wayne Anderson's will, but the will of the Almighty One be done. You see, my personal will is very limited. It's very biased. I don't want my biased, limited will to be done in my life. I want something more. Always the more. I, in my own little mind, I would pray a prayer and did silently in my heart most of my life. And this was my personal will prayer. God, bless everybody in the whole wide world with these exceptions. God, bless everybody in the whole wide world with these exceptions. It's a short list. No. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I have come to a place where I am awesomely blessed to be able to have aligned my will with God's will. You see, one day the voice told me, I ask a question, when will God's will be done? The answer I received, God's will is that thy will, Carlos Wayne, be done. God's will is that each of the manifest children of God would have their will be done. Until the glorious day that your will becomes God's will. You can will out of a littleness. You can will out of your bias. And your will be done. Because you have been given the power of choice. You have been given the power to speak the word in your life and have your word be manifest, for good or ill, for greatness or smallness. When you want everything that it is God's desire to give each and every child of God, you must align your will with God's will. So, under the influence of that understanding, I no longer secretly, privately prayed inside God bless everybody and the whole wide world with these exceptions. Now, I remembered the word nevertheless. I wanted always the more. So with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and with great sincerity, I came to a place where I am able to pray, God, bless everybody in the whole wide world without exception. How sweet it is to lay down the sword, to pick up a bouquet of lilies. How sweet it is to drop the rock. I grew up where every intention that anyone spoke was followed by, if it be the Lord's will, I'll see you next Sunday at service, if it be the Lord's will. I'll see you at the supper, God willing. My Muslim brothers and sisters, they state what will happen, and they follow it with inshallah, if it be the will of God. I am so grateful that I can say, Father, Mother, Spirit, God, thy will be done. At the start of the Lord's Prayer, we generally used to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as. No, I got my people to go pause, take a break. It's not thy kingdom come, thy will be done. No, it's thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. It's important to remember that we are asking thy kingdom to come, not my. Thy will be done, not mine, unless my will is thy will. Ye God, it's the best day ever, and I will not change my mind. Peace.
And now I breathe deeply, evenly, completely, and I draw my attention to inner space, into the deep recesses of my own beingness, the realm of infinite possibility, or as Jesus spoke of it, the domain of all things are possible. Where it is possible for me at any time to exercise my will, the power of will within me, in the direction that I choose. What is it that I choose most deeply to will into being? What will I have come from the invisible into manifest reality. This power is mine. It has always been. Here in the deep recesses of my own beingness, as I breathe deeply, completely, sweetly, I remember this power of mine to will what I will have come to be. What will I have come to be? I focus now, and I seek to find within myself my highest will. Let my will be that God's will be in me. Let the highest will for me be done. Let the will of God be done. Not my desire, but my Creator's desire for me. Let that will be done. For it is my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom, if it be my will. I pause. I listen. It brings me peace.
When you go down, and trouble, and you need some loving cares, it ain't nothing. Amen.